We turn our attention now to talk Jackson Heights boys basketball with head coach Brett Plattner. The Cobras kind of taking a week off, kind of weird, this whole schedule, but we do have one game to talk about, and that was a really good win, Coach, last week against JCN, your boys' only game last week. You win at 37-26, and a Jeff County North team that, you know, it's pretty good having a good season, but, man, your guys played really well. It was a lower-scoring game, but what stood out and what was kind of the things that led your team to the win?
Definitely credit to our guys, and, you know, early on, if you were a neutral watching the game, it probably wasn't super exciting, a pretty low-scoring, long offensive possession affair where both teams were playing really good defense, clearing the boards really well. It was just a case of, you know, on both sides, really, that generated open shots on both sides, but stuff wasn't falling. So, you know, it was a pretty low-scoring 16-10 halftime lead for JCN. Made a few adjustments with the guys and talked through a few of the defensive and offensive rotations for us, and shots started falling in the second half, kind of rode the momentum of our home crowd and got some things going, and was ultimately proud of the guys for being able to make the right plays down the stretch, take care of the ball, hit some free throws, and come out with the victory with, like you said, a very good JCN team, well-coached, have some big physical kids, play a physical style of offense and defense, and, you know, like we just said two, three times already, just a really solid team that fundamentally understands the game. And I know the guys were very proud after the game, and I was very proud of them for coming out with that victory.
Yeah, great victory for sure. Your team had kind of been struggling a little bit, but playing really good competition, of course, you know, with Marysville and St. Mary's and Hiawatha in that midseason tournament. Do you feel like that helped a little bit maybe? I mean, in this game, you know, as you go back through the Northeast Kansas League now, I mean, obviously after playing those tough teams you did in your tournament, do you feel like your team just having that battle-tested against some tough teams, maybe a little bit stronger team now and hopefully able to continue what is a 5-2 league record that you got to be pretty proud of at this point?
Yeah, there's no doubt that going to this midseason tournament in Nemaha that we have the past several years prepares us and helps us during our stretch run the season. We talk about with the guys, you never want to have a conceited attitude, and you always want to go in and try to win the game, but we try to focus less on the scoreboard and more focus on what's going to make us successful both on offense and defense, and take away the good things from those tournaments and take away the things that we do versus that high competition. But also, if we have any deficiencies or any hang-ups within our game, whether that be slow defensive rotations or whether that be our foot alignment as we close out, maybe it's offensive rotations. Maybe we're not moving the ball fluidly enough. Maybe we're not moving well off ball and the ball is kind of stagnant. That's going to be exposed. And it was a good chance for us to obviously see that versus some really good teams. Not only in the games, but kind of look back and reflect on the film with the guys and be able to pinpoint specific areas of improvement for us. And thought we took a step forward versus JCN, of course. Obviously, anytime you win, no matter how you play, you have to appreciate that. But we need to continue to take those steps forward as we move on throughout the league schedule, because it's very tight at the top right now in the NEKL, and every single game is going to matter from here on out as far as where we end up within the league standings.
With the league schedule, having your bye on Tuesday, it was kind of weird because, of course, you went 2 weeks without playing a game earlier in January, or almost 2 weeks, and now you're going a week here between games before you play at ACCHS on Friday. But I think I counted 9 games you have left between February 2nd and February 23rd, so in 21 days or so, you're going to have 9 games now here to finish the regular season. So what did you do during the extra, I guess, day of rest or day to prepare here this week and get ready for the stretch run?
You know, a lot of it was preparing our guys for late game situations, recognizing the fact that we're going to be in games, whether that be down or up, it's going to be 5-10 point games that we need to have a solid last 5-6 minutes to close out the game and make sure we do everything we can to put ourselves in a good position to win. So a lot of situational basketball stuff we've been repping over the course of the last week or so. A lot of attention to detail, as I mentioned, as far as our rotation on offense and making sure we're generating consistent ball movement. And then understanding the fact that, you know, if we can have a consistent defensive effort and hold teams to 30 or less points consistently, we're going to find ourselves on the right side in most cases. So just as soon as we've had those breaks, like you said, almost 2 weeks with all the snow days and then a week here this past week, once Friday hits, we're going to have 4 games within 7 days. So that's truly going to be the separator and the determining factor this season as to, you know, where we end up. Like I said, we still have an opportunity to finish anywhere between the one spot and the 6th spot within our league based on how close everybody is. and based on the fact that everybody still has to play each other. So it should be an interesting and exciting stretch run, and I know the boys are excited, and we're hopefully going to get a little bit healthy here as we hit the stretch run. Had a few nagging injuries that have crept up the past several weeks, but like I said, I'm excited for the boys. I'm excited to see where we go with this.
At Effingham Friday, then host Oskaloosa Monday, makeup game Tuesday night at Pleasant Ridge. Best of luck in those games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Justin.
Brett Plattner, coach of the Jacksonites boys. The Cobra Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, the Netawaka Family Fitness Center, and Rob Wareham and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services.